This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're just a few days away. Literally, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days away, 4 or 5 days away from getting to finally see some goddamn entertainment, laugh a little bit, get outside, do something.
Oh, my God.
Oh, tough guy to live with. She got mad at me the other day. And by the way, this will split the room. So I think some people will be like, I don't see anything wrong with it. And some will be like, what the f***? I put my dick on her shoulder. Now, ladies, I'm all about progress. But I don't want to live in a world where a man in his own house can't sneak up behind his wife while she's reading a magazine, take his dick out, put it on her shoulder and go, what? Probably want to grab her now.
Born November 3rd in Tampa, Florida, he is a stand-up comedian who has starred in his own Comedy Central special, Comfortably Dumb, his Showtime special, The Machine, and the Netflix special, Secret Time, as well as starring in such shows as Hurt Burt and Burt the Conqueror. His latest Netflix special, Hey Big Boy, is streaming on Netflix now. You can listen to his Bertcast podcast or his other podcast with Tom Segura, Two Bears, One Cave. And this Tuesday night, he's bringing his Hot Summer Nights tour to the Twin Drive-In Theater for two big shows. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Bert Kreischer.
Oh, like 5 days away, my friend. We're almost there.
That was a good joke, by the way. I haven't listened to any of my specials, but like I have, I think every comic, you get insecure about, once you do a special, you don't really remember how much you like that hour. You just kind of go, all right, I'm done with it, next one. And I forgot that joke. It's a good joke.
Yes.
Probably want a cracker.
Yeah, as men, it never stops. The joke is like, I'll literally wait till my girlfriend yawns and then grab my crotch and be like, stop teasing me.
I played that joke for my daughter. Like, they go, hey, can we watch some of your stand-up? I was like, yeah, of course. So I played the beginning of it, and as soon as we got to that joke, by the way, that joke's like 3 minutes in, they tapped out. They're like, that's it, we're not watching this.
Did they know you were going to use the period party?
Yeah, I had to run that by her. She was like, I didn't do it. When I did it on Conan, I didn't tell her I was going to do it. I just did it. And she saw that and was like, whoa. Her first thing was like, he makes fun of us? And my wife's like, yeah. She was like, wait, I didn't know he made fun of us. My wife's like, oh, honey, he's made a living off of making fun of you. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And she was, and then what happened was, and she was not cool with it at first, but then that first week, she started getting fan mail from little girls whose, you know, dads and moms were fans of mine, and the little girls were like, can you please let Isla know that I was really freaked out about getting my period, but I saw her dad tell the story about Jason, and I want her to know that we've welcomed Daryl to our household. And so the idea that little girls were using that joke to kind of get through what was scary to her and her sister was getting their period, but that little girls were using it and throwing period parties, and it spread the word of period parties. Isla got really into that. Now feels like she created the period party. I'm like, no. Gabby's mom created the period party.
It's great, though, man. It really is. It's funny because I'm a guy with a good attitude towards menstruation. It means we're not making a child. And
I've always celebrated menstruation.
Yes. Yes. I'm like, oh, my God, you got your period? What do you want, a purse, some shoes? You want to go out to dinner? Congratulations. You get rewarded because you took all your birth control.
Oh, man, waiting that period. Like, people don't understand, like, for guys, I know, like, right now women comics are losing their mind. They're like, hold on, you have complained that all we've done is talk about our periods on stage, and then here are two men talking about it, but now it's okay? Yeah, that's how the world works. Anyway.
The only answer to that is, shh, men are talking.
Yeah, waiting out a woman's period, because, like, women, I guess, are less freaked out about pregnancy than men sometimes, but they will get the period and then never tell you when you were younger.
Oh.
And you would be like 3 months in going, well, I guess she's definitely pregnant. She hasn't brought up that she's had her period.
or they won't bring it up and you'll have sex and you'll wake up in a murder scene.
Yeah. Oh, I've never had that. I didn't know that they could just show up like that. When I was younger, I thought periods only showed up when you were running or landing from a jump. Like, you had to be, like, shaken out of you. Like, the idea that it shows up like a prank, like George Clooney pulling a prank on you, just, hey, ruin those pants. Enjoy the rest of your lunch.
Well, not having kids, dude, it's funny to me because you'll have these people around you at work or whatever, and they keep calling kids blessings. It's a blessing. They're a blessing. It's just a blessing. I literally heard it enough. I go, no, you know what a period is? It's a blessing. That's a blessing. And that is now the only way we refer to it in my house. She's like, oh, I believe I'm receiving my blessing. I'm like, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Oh, God, man. I remember thinking I got chicks pregnant when I was like 18 years old, 19 years old. And just going, like, I was so religious back then. Like, I would go to church and be like, all right, God, I'm back. Listen, I did it again. I'm not ready to be a dad. I don't need AIDS. I thought you'd get AIDS. I thought I definitely have AIDS by now. I was like, how does everyone not have AIDS? But apparently that's not how that works.
Do you remember taking the first one when you had to go back to the doctor and get the answer from him?
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about AIDS test?
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. Seriously, like, they didn't even call you. You had to walk back in. You're like, the whole time you're praying inside your head, please.
I remember saying to myself, going, think positive. No. I was like, no, negative.
I was scared to death. I made all kinds of crazy promises to the Lord on the way over there.
See, I am not a denier about this virus at all. That's why I'm doing this tour, the Hot Summer Nights tour, so you can stay in your car if you want to. You can be as safe as you want to. If you want to get out and tailgate. If you want to get out and set up a couch in front of your thing, do it. Set up a beanbag, whatever you want to do, enjoy the show. But I've set it up so people can be as safe as they want. However, I'll tell you why people don't trust the CDC is because the message that comes out, and I do not deny this virus at all.
No, of course.
But the message comes out is the same one we got about AIDS. Do you remember when AIDS came out? They're like, everyone will be getting AIDS. I was like, how does Ron Jeremy not have AIDS? Like, that guy's been raw dogging it for the entire time of the virus.
Well, I'll tell you how I feel like we didn't, because I got so scared after that AIDS test, I actually started to wear a condom all the time. And to be honest, here's what really happened with that. Chicks were like, you got to put a rubber on. And once you deny a guy, listen, if girls would start denying guys sex until they put a mask on, every dickhead in the world will be wearing a mask today.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you something. I think that's why I haven't gotten coronavirus, is because I went through the AIDS epidemic in high school.
Yes.
And wrapped it up for every chick going, well, the prom queen's definitely got AIDS. Everyone, like, she had sex with Derek Bio. We know he has AIDS. I think that's why we all are, like, on my generation is probably the safest, is that I over... Correct. I mean, I have not left the house without a mask on, or at least around my neck so that I can pull it on if I see someone.
Right. Yeah.
In forever.
No. I grew up in a time, and then I got in this business when, you know, thank God for radio, that's when you can get a chick that literally would never bang you in a million years, but they heard your voice come through the radio, and they're like, yeah, I'd have sex with you. You're interesting in some fashion or somehow. And you're like, oh, my God, but you probably have AIDS. And so...
Dude, how many... here's my thing. I remember I had I've not had sex with a lot of women. I've only had sex with like six women, right? But I've only had two one-night stands. One of them was a chick, and she was like, this is how my brain went. She was like, I was like, I don't have a condom. And she was like, oh, you don't need one. And I was like, yeah. She was like, yeah. And in my brain, I was like, well, she is a nurse, so she's got to be pretty clean, right?
Oh, my God.
And then there's nothing sexier than that. You're like, I don't need one? All right, cool, you do it. And then the next morning, you're like, what kind of filthy animal is she? How many times has she done that in her life?
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right, dude. I was. It's like a girl saying, don't pull out. The second a girl insinuates that I should finish inside her, I'm already backing out. My hips move involuntarily.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, she's got one locked and loaded. She's trying to pin this on me.
Great Bert Kreischer, man. God,
she's got one locked and loaded. I was telling my wife, because Tom Segura is getting a vasectomy today, and he's getting a vasectomy and he's getting a hernia operation.
Oh.
But, Yeah. That's and he's got low blood pressure, like he's got a really low heart rate. So he's going under the knife, and I'm like, yo, if you die, I'm going to be so angry that Two Bears, One Cave is over already. Like,
right?
I was like, don't worry, I'll raise your sons as if they were my own.
In fact, I tell them that I am their real father. Don't worry about it. It's
your
be
wife
fun.
Will never need for anything, financially. I forgot what I was even talking about. We were talking about starting second families. Our podcast is so detrimental to healthy life. On yesterday's podcast, this won't come out for a while. We were talking about directing porn. We want to both direct two different porns and see who directs the better porn. And our brains went everywhere with what we do with directing a porn. I was like, I want to do that deep fake face thing on my porn star, but use my wife's face and my face. And just have beautiful people having sex. Just ripped logs. And he was like, oh, that's not what I do. I'm going to have some dude in the desert. And I mean, just the idea of where our brain's going. And then I said to my wife last night, I go, hey, will you allow me to do a deep fake of your face so I can shoot you on a porn? And she was like, no, everyone's going to think I shot a porn. And I was like, yeah, but you look great. She was like, that's not how it works.
Yeah. And you're going to do stuff that you've never been able to do before.
Oh, my God. Everything. Look, here's the deal. Me and my wife, we're not like a pornographic couple. Like, we didn't, like, people don't understand this. It's really hard to wrap your head around. But, like, I didn't grow up with porn because it wasn't feasible. Like, you had to find a tape and then a VCR.
Right.
And then a period of time where you were by yourself when no one was going to walk in where you could watch a porn. That just did not happen. You didn't have cell phones. You didn't have tracking systems. You didn't know where your dad was with mom were. You could just look at Life 360 and go, oh, they're at Hungry Howie's. They'll be there for a while. So, like, I couldn't watch porns to learn, like, new things to do. So to this day, my wife and I are very meat and potatoes, as opposed to, kids these days. You're like, I guess the conversation I have with my daughter is like, hey, don't worry. Sometimes guys want to choke you. Get ready for it.
Like, I don't know. Dude, I'll tell you, as soon as you said what kind of porn you were going to direct, this is the exact thought process I went. What would I like? Three Stooges, we'll call it rough sex. And literally Three Stooge style sex. But all slap and poking in the eyes rough sex.
I like that. I told Whitney Cummings had a sex doll made of herself. And I was like, why don't you direct a porn with your sex doll? And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, you have a sex doll. You did it for your special. Direct a porn. Have a porn star like James Gunn or someone come in and have sex with your porn star. With your
sure.
Your robot. And she was like, this is how different a woman's brain is. She was like, no, I feel bad for the robot. And I go, it's not real. Like, I don't know why you're worried about something that isn't real. She goes, I know, but I spent so much time with it, I feel like it is real. And I'm like, it's not. You definitely can have someone flashlight it.
She should just do it herself and just call it, I know what I like.
Yeah, I got girl on girl.
Yes.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, I mess around with the porn stuff too much. Like, now I feel like it's got to be, like, there's this thing called, like, Japanese stop time porn. Have you seen it?
No. And I thought I'd seen it all.
It is so bizarre. It is a guy who has, like, a remote control where he can stop time. But not really, but, you know, in the movie he can. And so he goes around and he, like, will be in a train and he'll press the button. And then the actors and actresses freeze, right? This is porn. Right. They freeze, like he really stopped time, and then he goes around and molests everybody, right?
That sounds very Japanese. Then, yes.
Yeah, so everyone's naked. Everyone, he's had sex with everyone in the train, and then he gets to a stop, and he hits the button, and everyone wakes up, and they're all naked, and they've had been sexually assaulted, and he just goes, see you later, suckers.
Dude, you know I had to pull this up while we're talking? I pull it up, and sure enough, here it is, stop time, schoolgirl, up the skirt. He's just laying on the ground. The guy in the Japanese guy, businessman in the suit, is just looking up her skirt. At her underwear, and it just, and I'm sure it goes on from there. But yeah, no, they all stand completely still. It's time stopping. Yeah, no, he's molested. Look,
yeah, it's crazy when he.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like
that's
narcoleptic,
so sad.
Like narcoleptic rape.
Look at him. Oh, yeah. He's dry humping her right now. He's old.
Yeah, Japanese porn sometimes freaks me out because there's too many gadgets, Bert. Like you ever notice that there's just a lot of gadgetry. Oh, did I lose Bert?
Did he drop?
I didn't think so. Bert? I dropped him somehow. Hey, my line was still hot. Tell him that the porn talk was too much.
That's going to stick with me all day. God damn it. Don't Google that. If any of you are even considering it, it's
just, it's real weird. There she is. Like,
sad.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, God.
Yeah, no. That's called frat house sex right
there. Yeah, it really is.
The unconscious girl's getting it. Yep.
Yeah. Down on Grand.
A couple other dudes are cheering you on, that kind of a thing. Yeah, no, there it is. Listen, was the porn talk too much?
No, I thought I was in one of those stop-motion porn. Did they freeze? Did they freeze them? Should I go in there and molest them real quick?
I know, all of a sudden you were gone. I was looking at this, and I was like, uh-oh, what happened? He's gone. So,
yeah,
no,
is that not the craziest porn you've ever, that kind of stuff, I enjoy, this is my taste in porn. Like, I can't get into stepmother, stepson, teen, anything with teen in it, I'm like, I'm out immediately. I'm like, by the way, everyone should be out apparently these days, but it's still a genre that's all over Pornhub.
Well,
but like, I'm out because I have teenage girls, so like 18's too young for me. I need MILF, like not MILF, but like classy MILF. But more importantly, my taste is like anything close up where you can't really see, then I can pretend it's me.
Yeah.
Or bizarre, like stop motion, quicksand, anything like that. Then I'm like,
I couldn't masturbate to stop. It looked like weird narcolepsy porn. You know, just, I'm like,
no,
that's...
I can't masturbate to it. I just enjoy watching it.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, there's all kinds of weird stuff like that. And by the way, I'm always laugh a little bit when they'll throw teen in the title and you look at the chick and you're like, she is 45 years old. Unless she is banging Benjamin Buttons, this is not teen porn.
I can't click on anything that says, anything that's parental, like daddy, you know, daddy, like anything like that. By the way, I'm sure there's people listening going, yeah, none of us can, Bert. But like barely legal, I don't like that. I don't like that. I never understood guys that are into young girls. Like even when I said that for me, I'm like, I want to hang out with like a chick. I want someone that knows how to refinance a home.
Well, I don't want, like, the guys, I feel the same way about dudes who talk about virgins. Oh, I want to get a virgin. I'm like, the last thing in this world I want is to look down and some girl's going, ow, ow, ow. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this doesn't seem fun. I don't care where you learn to do that thing with your mouth. I'm not going to ask any questions. I'm just glad that you know it.
Yeah, I've never been with a virgin. The closest I've ever come is I had a, I rented a car one time that had 13 miles on it.
We used to call it, depending on the age of the girl, we'd give them the title of new car smell. That's funny. That's a genuine thing we used to do.
I don't know why terrorists even want 45 virgins.
No.
Or what?
No.
Yeah, especially the older I get, like I just, like I really find like, 45-year-old women are like the sweet spot. Like that's like right when their back starts falling apart, you know, a little bit. Like they've worn bras way too long, and so now they have like a little bit of a line. There's a little back fat above the bra. Like,
see, that's my buddy Big E. Big E, my buddy Big Eric is a big fitness guy, and he's in incredibly good shape. He's a big weightlifter, works outside all day, But his thing is chubby MILFs. He loves it if they're a little bit out of shape. And it's some kind of superiority thing to get a little worship going. But even at the gym, he goes, that chick is hot. And I'm like, the one that's about 25 pounds overweight with a baby bump? And he's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
So I saw like a 50-year-old woman walking down the street. This is what's beautiful about, like, when I was younger, if I saw a woman walk, like, a beautiful woman and I looked at her, my girlfriends would be like, are you looking at her? And you're like, no. But now if I see a 50-year-old woman, there's no way my wife thinks I'm looking at her, but I'm, like, definitely cheese-checking her. I'm like, my wife's like, oh, yeah, she does have comfortable shoes on, doesn't she? I'm like, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I got a buddy whose girl does that nonstop. Are you looking at her? Are you looking at her? I go, listen, just turn to her one time and go, I would bang her in front of you and just be done with it. Like, just
yeah,
it.
I wish sex, like, this sounds crazy, but, like, sex was never my thing. I like having it, but I never could have it with strangers. Like, I had to know the person really well. Drugs and alcohol. Now, if my mouth, if there's a Me Too movement on body parts where my mouth is like, you should see what he does to me when no one's looking. He puts hot dogs in me and follows it with whiskey.
I have a few stories about some friends in business like that. I can't even tell anymore. I actually had an old friend of mine, his girlfriend, call me and go, listen, I need you to stop telling the stories on the radio show about what he used to do. Because it was starting to get awkward.
Yeah, I can't, you know, I'll tell you what, I think all the, no, I mean, I don't, look, I'm not speculating about what's going on with all the comics that are Me Too'd, but I think a lot of it is, I've seen this, like, I've seen this firsthand, and this kind of, like, blew me away. I used to tour with a guy who was, you know, I should end this story right now.
Yeah, you know what, I can feel it. Yeah, let's not do that.
You're good.
But, like, no, what he was is he would hook up with chicks. But everyone was willing from what I could perceive.
Right.
But he was so rude to them afterwards.
I couldn't do that.
You're just making her feel dehumanized. Like, why would you do that? Like, she was nice enough to have sex with you. You should make her feel like a champion. Like, hey, thank you so much. That was the greatest thing I've ever done.
Absolutely. No. I'm so afraid of rejection. And then I'm also, a girl, we had to lock her out of my house. There was a big party going on. A rock band had come over after their big show at Kemper. And this girl wanted me to slap her around, and I got up there, and I'm trying to get my condom on, and I'm kind of pulling her hair a little bit, but it gets to a point where she wants me to really pull back, and I just, now I got the whole thing's not working, the condom's hanging half off like a sock hanging off your foot, and she finally goes, seriously, and I was like, I can't, I like you, I don't want to hit you, I want to, and I had to physically take her out of the room because she was calling me a pussy, and she was genuinely angry that I wouldn't slap her around.
Yeah, you can't be with those chicks, because then what if you like it? And then that's what you got to do every time. And you get a new girlfriend, you're like, oh, just, you know, I like to beat people up.
Yeah, no, man, I'm just, that's not my, hell, I don't even want to, if I think about fellatio too much, I won't ask my girlfriend to do it.
Yeah, I'm not right. Like, so I don't know what side of the fence on history I'm supposed to stand on, because I know that I have certain tastes, like, sexually, like, that are very mediocre, they're very average, they're very pedestrian, but I don't want to deny someone what they're into, right? But certain things I find gross, and I think no one should be into it, but then there are definitely people into it, like rape fantasies. Like, I don't find that sexy at all, but there are women, apparently, from what I've heard, that are into it.
Yeah.
And I just go, how, like, as a guy, how can you even oblige that at all? Because then what if you're into it? Like, what if that's your thing? And then you come home to your wife, you're like, hey, I thought maybe tonight we'd do that rape thing. And she's like, I'm not that into it. And you're like, nice. She's like, no, she's like, no, really. And you're like, oh, you're really selling this one. Okay, you're not into it.
Your ski mask is already half on. You're like,
I got lucky. My wife and I, we had sex last night, and it was amazing. And it was just regular. It was regular, nothing crazy. We looked at each other in the faces, like regular, like Mormons.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I can't wait for the show on Tuesday. If you're just joining the show, Bert Kreischer, man, the second one went on at the Twin Drive, and the first one sold out. This one is a little more than halfway. It's going to be great. Like, I'm telling you, it's worth just taking the day off on Wednesday or going in hungover, because it's your only chance to see Bert and to see him in a situation where this is just going to be great. I'm just excited for everybody. I'm as excited to see you, and I'm equally as excited to watch the audience finally have something in 2020 here in Kansas City.
I think it's, I tell you what, I love these shows. I really do. I do. They're, you know, it's not doing a theater. It's a different experience. But I think for the money, it's just as fun. You get out there, depending on whatever the government says you can do at the time, you tailgate, you set up a little couch,
yeah,
put up your lawn chairs, throw up the back of your truck, and you enjoy a show outdoors at night. I'm telling you, man, it's all new material, and you can be as safe as you want. If you are as scared of the virus as I am, you want to stay inside your car, keep your windows up, do it. Have fun. So hotbox your car. I don't care. But if you feel comfortable to get outside of your car, all I ask is everyone there, be respectful of everyone's space. Some people are – not everyone's like you. I got called out for wearing a mask at a dude ranch. The guy was like, so you're one of those maskers? I was like – yeah, I am. And he was like, I thought you were better than that. I was like, hey, man, can we not have this conversation 4 feet from each other? Can you go walk away?
Yeah, I know. I love those guys. I'm like, science, it's like magic, except real.
Yeah, dude, there's a person in my neighborhood that has a sign on their front porch. It says, on their front yard, that says, we believe in science in this house. And I was like, what? How crazy is it that there are people that don't believe in science?
Yeah, no, I know. I know. I know. And they walk among us every day. They have driver's license. They make children. It's downright frightening.
Listen, guys, if Alyssa Milano can get it, we can all get it, okay?
Although, tell me sex with her wouldn't be great while you're yelling, who's the boss? Who's the boss?
Bro, don't. Sex with her now. She's 47 years old.
I
think she's in her prime now.
Sure.
I will tell you very candidly, I find Alyssa Milano to be a tad bit tone deaf and oblivious politically. I side with her politically. I'm very liberal, but just the way she messages things, I think alienates people, and I don't think she sees them personally. However, I can put that all aside for a tight 5 minutes with her.
Yes. Are you kidding? I feel the same way about Sarah Palin. I'm like, God damn, Pitbull.
Oh, God, yes. Talk about, I could agree with her on politics just to get in bed with her. I'd be like, yeah, you should hunt moose. I don't care.
Exactly. Build a wall, whatever. What kind of panties are you wearing? Yeah, it's true.
Sarah Palin's so hot. Sarah Palin, a threesome between Sarah Palin and Melissa Milano is how you, that's when you want the bomb to drop and you go, okay, this is how I die.
Oh.
In bed with both these women.
But no, it has to be angry political sex with three-way.
Yeah, oh, no, I want it to be a threesome where they're both blindfolded. They're like, yeah, blindfolded. I want to find out who it is at the end. And they're like,
listen, I got to roll. I love you, man. I can't wait to see you Tuesday. I will be there, and man, we'll connect. It'll be great. I'm really excited.
Awesome, brother. I love you. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I love you, man. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.